Chapter 5. Jorvik and Isla hurried to the engine room. The door was closed. The big invader got back up. He shook his head. He found a gun. He followed them.
"Open the door," said Jorvik.
"I can't," said Isla. "It is broken."
"Fix it," said Jorvik, "before the invader shoots us."
Isla looked at her computer. She tapped some buttons. The door opened. They hurried inside.
"Close the door," said Jorvik, "before the invader gets here."
"I can't," said Isla. "It is still broken."
She tapped some buttons. Nothing happened. Jorvik was worried. The invader came towards them. He shot at them. It missed.
"Hurry," said Jorvik. "The invader cannot see us, but he can hear us."
Isla hurried. She tapped some more buttons. The door finally closed. The invader was outside. They were safe inside. Isla looked at the engine. Uh-oh. They were in danger.
"The engine is going to explode," said Isla. "Can you fix it?" said Jorvik. "Yes, I can," said Isla, "but it needs three people."
"We will call for someone," said Jorvik.
"We can't," said Isla, "because the phone is broken."
"We will open the door and get someone," said Jorvik.
"We can't," said Isla. "There is an invader outside with a gun."
"Oh, yes," said Jorvik. "I forgot about him."
"We are in big trouble," said Isla. "The engine is ready to explode."
Tori was in charge of the ship. She told the crew what to do. She was good at her job. The invaders were in trouble.
"The invaders can't see, so the crew can stop them easily," said Corey. "It is not difficult."
"We are winning."
But the Morning Star was still in trouble because the enemy ship was still there. It was angry. It had big laser guns. The Morning Star wanted to get away.
"We need to go faster," said Corey. "We need Isla to fix the engine. Call her." "We can't," said a woman. "The phone is broken." "I will go to the engine room myself," said Corey.
Corey was in a hurry, so she ran fast. She ran up the stairs. She ran down the corridor. She ran around a corner. Pew, pew!
She was surprised.
There was a big invader outside the engine room.
He shot at her.
Isla shot back.
Pew, pew!
The invader fell down dead. Corey was a good fighter. Corey banged on the engine room door.
"Who is it?" said Isla.
"It is Corey," said Corey. "I came to help."
Jorvik opened the door. He was very happy.
"Good," he said, "because we need you.
Isla needs three people to fix the engine."
They worked together. They each had a job. Corey pushed a button. Jorvik pulled a lever. Isla turned a dial. There was a loud sound.
Did it work? Did they fix the engine?
Suddenly, the ship went faster.
They managed to fix the engine.
They ran away from the scary black ship. They moved away from danger. Corey, Jorvik, and Isla were in the control room. The control room is the most important room on a ship. The most important people on a ship work in the control room. Corey was the captain now. She sat in the special captain's chair. Captain Corey was happy. Everything was slow and safe. It was boring, but it was good. Jorvik and Isla were happy too. They had nothing to do. There was no more danger. Suddenly, a man ran in. They were surprised.
"There is an emergency," said the man.
Oh no, they did not want an emergency. They did not want something exciting to happen. They wanted it to be safe and boring.
What is the emergency? Said Captain Corey. The coffee machine is broken, said the man.
They laughed, because this was not an emergency.
Did you turn it on? Said Isla.